this next story that we're going to talk about. It's another retirement, the other big Washington story today, and that is the retirement of Michigan Democratic Congressman Bart Stupak. He was facing challenges from candidates on both sides of the abortion debate, and he announced today that he will not run for a 10th term. First, we're going to hear more on this story from NPR's Julie Rovner.
Stupak represents the entire northern swath of the state, a socially conservative but politically moderate area where his pro-universal health care, anti-abortion credentials have served him well for most of the past two decades. In fact, he said in a news conference in Marquette, his vote to push the new health care law over the finish line helped convince him it was okay to retire.
After 18 years, together we've accomplished what you sent me to Washington to do, health care for all Americans.
But Stupak came close to not voting for the bill. Last November, he voted for the House bill only after adding an amendment to impose strict abortion restrictions. He was a hero to the anti-abortion cause, and he almost immediately drew a primary challenge from a Democrat who supports abortion rights. But Stupak's language didn't survive. It was deemed more restrictive than current law and trimmed back in the Senate. Now, the Senate's abortion language displeased both sides, as many compromises do, and Stupak's vote probably wasn't needed to pass the bill when it returned to the House last month. But he wanted to vote for it, and just hours before the historic vote, Stupak struck a deal with President Obama. He would vote for the bill. The president promised not to interpret the new law to allow more federal funding for abortion than is currently the case. Still, anti-abortion groups dubbed him a traitor to the cause. Dan Beneshek is a surgeon from Michigan's Upper Peninsula who's running as a Republican in Stupak's district.
After setting himself up as a hero for the pro-life cause, to bail on that weak excuse is unbelievable to me.
Most pundits agree Stupak probably could have kept his seat, but the former state trooper said he was simply tired of the fight. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.